Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The next time you feel you just don't count, please remember the time Sir Michael Kostra was conducting a rehearsal of a combined orchestra and choral group. About halfway through the rehearsal, the person playing the piccolo began thinking that amidst all the noise of drums, trumpets, violins, and so forth, that his lowly contribution didn't amount to much. So he continued to keep the musical instrument pursed to his lips, but he stopped playing. Moments later, the conductor shouted, "Stop! Stop!" and exclaimed, "Where's the piccolo?" And the piccolo player thought he made no difference. There are lots of piccolo players. You find them in every church as well as in schools, service clubs, businesses, and organizations. The person who thinks, "I don't matter. Nobody notices what I do. Nobody ever says, thank you." Like the piccolo player in Kostra's orchestra, they show up for a while, going through the motions of holding their instrument. Then they finally quit. The difference between life and the orchestra is that God doesn't shout, "Stop, stop, where's the piccolo?" Seldom does anyone take you by the shoulder, patting your hand warmly, and say, "Please don't quit." A powerful question which makes you a self-starting piccolo player is simple. What's your motive? Are you doing what you are because of the kind words or compliments that come your way? Or are you doing that because you believe that whether your part is great or small, it counts because you're doing it as to the glory of God? In one of Agatha Christie's stories, there is a line which bears repeating. Mr. Satterwhite says, "Your cue may not come till the end of the play. It may be totally unimportant, a mere walking on part, but upon it may hang the issue of the play. If you do not give the cue to another player, the whole edifice may crumble. You as you may not matter to anyone in the world, but you as a person in a particular place may matter unimaginably." So is it in life. In the economy of God, there is no such thing as greatness or trivia. For with Him, the small and the great make wholeness, and it takes each endowed with a special purpose of the Creator. This, of course, runs contrary to the logic and the thinking of the world that places far greater honor on the athlete than the teacher, far greater importance on the movie star than the mother, far greater importance on the man who makes a lot of money than the faithful father who is a model dad and husband. This is why motives must be very clear. God has His payday someday, and we must be willing to work and wait. Paul addressed this issue when he wrote to the Colossians saying, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." Friend, you need to see the whole issue in a larger perspective, that of the entire orchestra, and realize no matter how large or small your part, it is important. You are important too. You must believe that. And the only way you can hold on to that truth at times is to tell your emotions where to get off. For me, the ageless principles of Scripture help me keep it in perspective. When you're tempted to quit, listen carefully, friend, and you will hear the still voice of God whispering, "Where's the piccolo?" And that's your cue to keep on playing to the glory of God.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.